Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masachet Yom Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet, in the last podcast of the second parak. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zar shesidera tamaracha chayav. If a non-Kohen sets up the wood pile on the Mizbeach, then he is chayav for violating avodah that belongs to the Kohanim. Ketzad huo seh, porkav choser v'sodra. So what should the Kohen do, meaning make the maracha proper, he should take it apart and put it back together. Now, the assumption here about ketzad huo seh was actually the Tzar is doing it. So maya hanila, what is it going to help to redo it? Ela porka zar v'sodra Kohen. It means the Tzar takes it apart and then the Kohen puts it together. Wait a second, is there any avodah that can be done at night and still a zar can't do? Velo? Really? After all, putting the limbs and the fats of the olah up on the mizbeach is kasher balayla and cannot be done by a zar? The answer is, we've seen so many times, sof avodah di imamahi. That's really the end of the day's avodah, it's not a night avodah. Very trumata deshen, which is done only by Kohen. Tchilat avodah d'imamahi, as we've seen also, past the beginning of the daytime avodah. The Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, Kadesh Amar Rabbi Adav, and Shuvi Yen V'raglav, the trumata deshen, the machar, and not tzarech l'tadesh, shekvar kadesh mitchilat avodah. So if a Kohen did Kiddush Adam Raglaim in order to do trumata deshen, then a few hours later, when it becomes daytime, he does not need a new Kiddush because he's already done it. So it's part of the daytime avodah. The Elakasha, but we still have this problem. Do we have any nighttime avodah that a Kohen, must be done by Kohen? Elakidmar hachidmar. So rather, read our original halacha as follows. I'm Rabbi Yasmin of Yochanan Zarchidei Shneg Zireid Zeitzim. Not the rest of the maracha, but those two blocks of wood that we learned from Ve'archu, Chayav. Ho'il ve'avodat yomi, because that's done during the day as part of the Tamin Shabbat Arbaim. If that's the case, then it should be included in the one of the payasot. The answer is ishtemite. How did Tanya Rava did not notice this brighter that said Misha Zachab Trantadeshan Zachab Sidur Maracha Maracha Uvisidur Shneg Zireidzim. That whichever Kohen was Zohar to get Trumat HaDeshen, also later that day would be the one to bring up the two Gzirei Etzim. In other words, it does require a pious. So, Lameimer Davodat Yom by a pious, Avodat Laila by a pious. Rava's question, though, is based on the assumption, on the premise, that only an Avodat Yom requires pious and not Avodat Laila. Very, very imptarim. So, Sof Havodat Yomami, Trumat HaDeshen, Mishum Asa Shaya. Now, Trumat HaDeshen, they could have explained, really needed a pious because it's Tchilat Avodat Hayom, but that doesn't really work out, because Trumat HaDeshen originally did not need a pious, as we saw at the beginning of the parak, the entire history of it, and the answer is here, is Mishum Maaseh Shaya. It happened because of those two events, one where the fellow fell off and broke his leg, and the next one where the fellow killed the other guy. So now the construction seems to be that only an avodat yom, which a zar would be chayiv for, if he were to do it, needs a pious. But if something that a zar was not chayiv for doesn't need a pious, is that really true? Very shchita, after all, shchita tatamid is one of the payasot. And shchita, of course, is ksher bazar. Shani shchita the tchilat avodahi. Shchita is different because it's the beginning of the avodah, and therefore, it's very important, and the Kohanim all want to do it, and therefore, we need a pious, even though Shechita Ksheira Bazar. Amar Zutra V'tem Rav Ashi, V'hanan Lot Nan Hachi, we don't have that as a Mishnah, which says, Amar Allah Mamuneh Tzur Roi Migi Azman HaShechita, that the Mamuneh would go out and see, we'll see this in the next parak, go see if the time of Shechita has come. V'ilu Zman Shneg Zireit Tzim Loktani. He doesn't say, let's go see if it's time to put the, to the Gzirei Tzim, which means that's not specifically a daytime thing. The answer is, Hach Tulei Lata Kontaktani, Hach Tulei Lata Konta Loktani. No, the reason he said that was because you're going to go see if it's time for Shechita, because if you do the Shechita at the wrong time, you can't fix it. But if you do the wood at the wrong time, you can just take it down and put it back up, so it can be fixed. So therefore, there's no reason to say, Ha'im Hi Yezman Shnei Gzirei Tzim. Nikadam Mekavavash, Rabbi Zerach, Yesh Chavodah, Sheish Acharei Avodah, Upsula Bazar. According to this, the question Rabbi Zera asked was a little bit different. Since when do we have an avodah that's followed by another avodah, And it's kshera bazar. Sorry, an avodah that is followed by another avodah that is kshera bazar. Sorry, psula bazar that a bazar can't do. And we ask, varei varim p'turim. After all, that's followed by another avodah and a zar may not do it. So if avodah di mamahi, again, it's avodah tayom. Tadeshin chat avodah di mamahi, again, from tadeshin beginning of the avodah tayom. The same proof. Elakasha. This is how we should read it. I'm Rabbi Zasman. Rabbi Yochanan zar shesider snig zira etzim chayav hoil v'avodat tamahi. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. If a czar puts the two gzirei etzim, again, it's not the marachab, it's the two blocks of wood, two logs, he's chayav, and now the reason is because it's avodah tamah, meaning it's the end of an avodah. Matgarava elmiata tibai pious. So then Rava's question that it should then need a pious then is premised on the idea that any avodah tamah requires a pious. Flow by a pious, but tiny mishas the chabot is covered is cabbage, sinur, shnei gzirei etzim. Hakamar faisu la bifnei atzmah. And that, in other words, there should be a separate pious for it, as opposed to being going along with Trumat Tadeshin, right, Kid Amrinan. So the member that Vatama Bazachai Valamitab by a pious, so now we're going to do the same thing we did in the previous version and say, does that mean that anytime you have an Avodah Tama, meaning an Avodah, which is the end of a sequence, it was not followed by another avodah, and that a zar rechayiv for it means a pious. Ein zachayiv d'amitah, they'll buy a pious. But if the zar is not chayiv d'amitah, then not. Reshchita, so reshchita tchilat avodah d'imamahi. Here it's a little bit different. That not tchilat avodah, but tchilat avodah d'imamah. But really, tchilat avodah. The point is, that it's the beginning of the whole process of the tamid. If we're very popular, if we need a pious. Remember that avodah tamah by a pious, avodah sheish achar avodah, lo by a pious, avodah that's in the middle of a sequence doesn't need a pious. For everyone p'tarim, the answer is sof avodah di imamahi. That is the end of avodah. Shmat tadeshen, mishum maaseh shaya. I'm Rizutra, but Tim Ravashi, from Amitani, Ravam Munetsu, Rui, Migiaz, Manashchita, Vidus, Man, Sidur, Shigzire, Itzim, Loktani. Now, the fact that he left out Sidur, Shigzire, Itzim, seems to be a proof, because that is something that that is not specifically Avodat Hayom. It says, Hach, the late the Conta, Loktani. And now the defense is what we used earlier, or the rejection is what we used earlier as a defense, which is the Mishnah was only listing things that if you were to do them at the wrong time, it couldn't be fixed, like Shechita, as opposed to Shnei Gzirei Etzim. Okay, that brings us to a close of our Perek Sheni. We will begin Perek Amar Lahem HaMemuneh, which we've just quoted the opening line of that twice. In the next podcast, the interpreter should have a wonderful day.